This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A second blackout has hit Caracas, Venezuela after a day of dueling rallies between embattled President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. Caracas residents gathered in the streets to escape their hot apartments. National police patrolled and blocked certain main avenues, but the situation late Saturday remained calm. The blackout followed a day of competing rallies between embattled President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. Guaido told his supporters that he and other members of the opposition-controlled National Assembly would conduct a nationwide trip to amass support. Across the city, embattled President Maduro said that Guaido is a puppet of those who want to overthrow his government. Saturday's power failure was the second this week, after one Thursday plunged the city into darkness and then eased about 24 hours later. The blackouts heightened tension between the bitterly divided factions, which accused each other of being responsible for the collapse of the power grid. Nigerians went to the polls on Saturday to choose governors in 29 of 36 states in Africa's largest democracy. Amid reports of heavy military deployment, attacks against electoral facilities in a few areas, and at least 8 deaths, turnout appeared to be low. VOA Hausa reporter Balbalgida Jibril was in Lagos.
Voting started very late, maybe around 9, 10 in some places. But notwithstanding, there are people that came out for the election. But to be honest, there is still low turnout of people compared to the last election that was held in Lagos.
Just like the country's presidential vote, Saturday's vote was postponed by 1 week. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.